which eventually would lead to your goal?
You know, that's what I kind of said to myself before the game started. You know, I want to work hard, you know, get on a forecheck, you know, try to get as many pucks I can on a forecheck for guys, and, you know, we score from it, so it felt good.
Was that sort of a message that Gerard gave to you? Yeah, get it on the forecheck a bit, that sort of thing?
Nah, you know, he's just pretty much telling me, you know, play your game, you know, don't worry about other stuff. So, you know, he knows, he saw me play before.
And particularly that play on the forecheck when you picked off Laine's pass, was that something that you just, were you surprised that pass came to you, or did you expect that you could try to go to the middle through that?
You know what, honestly, I don't remember that situation. thank you. I know, I didn't know who turned it over there, or who had the puck.
Oh, did you expect the pass to come to the middle, whoever it was?
Yeah, I tried to read it.
Thank you.
How do you feel you were stronger on the puck tonight, yourself?
Yeah, you know, just try to, you know, drop everything, you know, and just to play my game, you know, play your hockey, what you did before. And like I said, you know, the goal, obviously, after the goal, you start feeling better and better.
When you get an opportunity, you obviously want to contribute. So how satisfying is it for you to contribute tonight in any way you could?
Yeah, it's big. You know, obviously, the only thing what we care about is right now is the win, you know. So, like I said, this is a team sport. Obviously, it was really nice. I found a net, but, you know, we won, and that's just great. You know, we stole one game, so that's huge for the series.
You kind of took the crowd out of it really quick in the game tonight. So just how big was that for you guys?
Yeah, well, the last game when I was at the standing, you know, they felt way louder than tonight. So it's good, you know. Obviously, the fans are seventh man on the ice. So, but I, like I said, you know, I think we played great and we controlled most of the game.
As a competitor, how frustrating is it to sit? And when you get this opportunity, do you feel pressure?
A little bit. You know, I wouldn't say frustrated. It's more you want to help the team as much as you can. You know, it's just beating you up when you're at the standing and some stuff doesn't go our way. But like I said, you know, you have to respect it. We are here all for one goal, and we want to win the cup, and we are doing everything for it. So, I mean, if that was the choice, you know, you just have to respect it and be a good teammate, you know, and try to motivate the guy as much as you can.
How long does it take you come in to kind of get up to speed? I mean, those guys are going at a rate that's much higher than even the last round.
Yeah, you know, I feel like everybody in this thing right now is a good skater, especially in these rounds. You know, every team is good and every team is getting better and better. So it's not easy, you know, but that's what I've been working on the practice, you know, to try to be ready for opportunity like this.
Sorry if you were asked this before, but how did you see it from your perspective? Because it looked like Hellebuck made a pretty amazing save, and then it looked like it hit the side of the net on the replay there.
Yeah, I think I missed the net, you know. I think it was turnover happened, and I was just trying to go to the net or around the net to kind of get there. And Shea made a beautiful play. I think I was supposed to score on the first one, but you know, I kind of followed the rebound. I was fortunate to put it in.
Did you know you were going to play this morning, or did it come later?
I kind of knew, yeah.
What was the afternoon like?
You know, usual, you know, I think I played enough of games in NHL, yeah. You know, to be worried before the game. But obviously, you're a little nervous, you know, when you see the crowd and when there's a conference final, but it wasn't something like what I was getting too shaked off.
Where did you watch game one, and was there anything you learned?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously when you see it from up top, it's helping. You know, you see how to play. You know, obviously you can't see that stuff on the ice because it's just too fast. But you see stuff like that from up top, and you know, you trying to memorize it and you know, learn from it.
So it was the press box.
Yeah.
Did you have friends and family staying up all night to watch back in Slovakia?
I think they did. They texted me before, so you know, obviously, you know, all the friends are happy I played. You know, everybody's happy, you know, we are doing so well. So I think they would watch it either way, even if I'm not playing or playing. But, you know, this is probably a little more special.
So you already asked this, but does it mean to just lock the series up and go home tied?
What's that, sir?
Sorry, you've already been asked this, but what does it mean to go home tied now? Instead of
it's huge, obviously. You know, it's big. We stole the game. You know, we didn't start this series how we started those before, so you know, something new for us to be down 1-0, so obviously it's really big. We came back and now we're going to play home. Our fans are great, our crowd is just unbelievable, so we are really excited to go back to Vegas and play in front of home fans.
Jonathan talked about after the game on you guys would find out what kind of team you have. What did you guys show tonight?
Yeah, you know, I can't say it more. You know, I think this locker room is really special. You know, there's a lot of great guys, and you know, we battle for each other, so it's just I'm really really happy I could join this team.
How about the performance?
All about guys with the depth on teams and showing resiliency and everybody being a part of this. And for you specifically, I mean, this one's got to feel good, but how good is it to know that the team can just roll a lot of guys and be successful?
Yeah, I think that's how it felt when I was traded to, you know, I look at the roster, look at the guys at the practice, you know, I was just amazed what kind of stuff they can do and how big of a depth this team have. So, you know, I think that's what makes this team really strong. And, you know, I think the great locker room just make it perfect.
What about the performance of John? How important that first game, that first goal was? All season long, it seems like that, to get that first one, it kind of took the crowd out of it a little bit.
Yeah, it was big, you know, like everybody's saying, first 10 minutes in Winnipeg are not easy, you know, so we were glad, you know, we were prepared to play them. And, you know, like you said, you know, after that first goal, we start feeling really, really better, and, you know, we should control most of the game.
What about the performance by Jonathan? After game one, he says game two is a must win. He comes out, he scores two goals, has like 10 shot attempts, if not more. Just dominated almost every shift he was on.
Yeah, you know, he's a great player. He's a really smart player. You know, I noticed him in the league, you know, before I got traded. I feel like he's feeling even better here in Vegas, which is huge. You know, we need him for sure.
Did he say anything before the game?
It's not like you're going to say, like, I'm going to score two, you know.
No.
he's ready, you know, he's a professional, and I think he showed it to everybody.